Hello and welcome to the Tantrum Training Podcast. We are up to episode, are we on 10? I don't know, and I now can't find out because I've already started recording. Might be 10, might be double figures, maybe. Let's not get too much ahead because it might be 9 and then this is all for nothing. Once again, thank you for listening. It has been a busy week. As usual, on Tuesday, I went and collected our award for Best Newcomer. And I say ours because it is ours. It is our boot camp. It's not, and I always say it, I say it's not mine, it's ours. It's the members make it what it is. So that is our award. And next year, we want another award. We will have... we have an award for, maybe there's a community award. I have the community award. But yes, thank you for all the votes. It was much appreciated. It was a nice gathering of all the winners and stuff. It was nice to talk to other people and see how they're doing and see how they do their bits and pieces and stuff like that. And it made me realise actually just how much we do. And it's nice that effort pays off. But I will get into the episode. And this episode is taken from a blog that I read off someone else. And as you have seen in the title, it is called Would You Pass an MOT? Now, I'm not talking about your car, because I don't do cars. I know cars have got four wheels and that's about it. And in this post, it talks about sitting down, take 2 minutes to MOT yourself as a person and score yourself as a pass, a fail, or an advisory, so something that needs attention. So exactly how you would get a car is if your tyres are, you know, if your engine's going a little bit rusty, but it still works, advisory, I hope. But it probably needs looking at, needs sorting out. If you carry on ignoring it, it'll fail on you and it will go wrong. The whole, what's the saying? An ounce of prevention. No, what is that saying? I can't even remember it. An ounce of prevention is better than a pound of cure. Or something like that, isn't it? Do the little things. Do the little things now to save having a big issue later. MOT. So sit down. Get yourself some paper. And I would like you to score yourself. Pass, advisory or fail. On family, how well are you doing? How much time do you spend? Is the time you spend good quality time? Are you happy? Do you have good experiences? All that kind of thing. If there are areas you could do better, be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. I'll be honest, mine is probably an advisory. I spent the last year working very, very, very hard. And now it's starting to settle down and stuff like that is advisory, something that needs work on, certainly from my point of view. So score yourself and then take action on it. Big point. If it needs work, do something about it. Do something about it. Don't just write it down and ignore it. Next category, health. How is your health? And what I mean by that is, are you overall healthy? I'm not talking about fit, because that comes up a little bit later on. I'm talking about physical health in terms of, you know, what you put in your body, how active you are on a day-to-day basis. So not how fit you are, how active you are, your job, all that sort of thing. Do you lead a healthy lifestyle, or do you think you're overindulging too much? I hate to say the word bad, but you know, could your food and diet be a little bit better? And how that contributes to your overall health as a person. Next one is, it's going to be a weird one for me, finances. And finances is here because finances, if your finances are failing, that has an automatic indentation on stress levels, which affects your overall output in life. That has a big difference. So yeah, finances, pass, advisory or fail. Now, I'm not going to sit here and give you finance advice because I'm not a financial advisor. And I wouldn't even know where to start. But have a look at it. See how you could be better. Are you spending money on things that you don't really need, that aren't adding value to your life? Next, business or job? Do you enjoy your job? Do you enjoy it? This is going to sound a bit straight on the line here. If you don't, why not? And if you really don't, change it. You will be working for, was it like 50 odd years, they say, 60? Do a job that you enjoy. Do a job that you enjoy. Do a job that you can give other people value doing. It's something I learned about myself, is I didn't think I could do the job I do now because I didn't think that it was a job. I enjoy work, and I didn't, you know, when I was younger, I didn't think you were supposed to enjoy work. Work was something you had to go and do. But I love what I do, and I don't really see it as work. So mine is definitely a pass on business and job. Next category. Focus. How focused are you right now? Could you focus on things a little bit better? If you've got goals written down, if you are, even if you are saving for a holiday, have you been saving that £100 a month to pay for that holiday? Or has your focus gone off a little bit and you've been spending it a little bit elsewhere and your focus has gone on other things? Someone called them squirrels. Squirrels, is your focus on squirrels, the things that are just popping up and catching your attention when they shouldn't be? Focus on your fitness goals. If you booked yourself onto an event or a run or something like that, are you focused on getting there? And are you doing things daily to improve, to make sure that you are ready for the event or the outcome? Next category, motivation. How motivated are you every day? Are you jumping out of bed, ready to go? Or are you lying in bed thinking, I am not getting up today because I cannot be bothered? If that is you, you're now, I know what you're going to ask, where do I find my motivation? You need to find a why. You need to find a why to do things. And if your why is strong enough, then you will be highly motivated. And this is going to sound a bit dramatic, might be the right wording, is I saw it, was it yesterday or the day before? I can't remember. Is there was someone that said, I can't be bothered to exercise today, so I'm not going to bother. And he spun that around to, okay, Go and tell your two kids that you can't be bothered to exercise and be around longer to see them for longer. And very, very harsh spin on it, but actually also very true, is lots of us, you know, most people listening to here now are, you know, it's, yes, you get the people that sort of show, I exercise so I can eat more and all that, and that's so I can have cakes and stuff like that. But actually, it's so you don't get into trouble with your health later on down the line. So you can be around longer, spend longer with the people you enjoy spending time with. Have more experience. If you haven't got children, is have more experiences in life. Holidays, seeing things, doing activities. And that is a big thing, as what exercise does. Exercise will keep you on this planet for longer, so you can have better experiences. So going back, motivation, find your why. If your why is so you can be around for your kids longer, then that should be your motivation to jump out of bed and go, right, let's go. I hope that makes a bit of sense. Next one, is this going to be the last one? Is vision. How clear are you on where you want to go in your life? If you got in a car and you didn't know where you were going and you just drove, you are lost. Completely and utterly lost. However, if you've got a postcode, you will then sort of get given three or four routes of how to get there. That's life. That is life. How clear are you? Have you got an outcome at the end of what you want to achieve? Because if you haven't got that, you are just not plodding along, but you are driving blind. And that can lead to a lack of motivation, because it can lead to a lack of achievements, shall we say. Is if you have that end vision of where you want to be, is then you can set yourselves up stepping stones to achieve along the way. And every time you hit a stepping stone, motivation up. An increase in motivation leads to an increase in success. An increase in success leads to an increase in motivation. In absolutely everything you do in life. Everything. If you run a 10K and you suddenly you get a PB, how motivated are you to go out and do it again to see if you can then beat that again? It's the same with everything. If you have hit your target of 5 vegetables for a day, those of you that come to my boot camp will know what I'm talking about. And you know you hit your 5 vegetables a day, you are then more motivated to go out and do that again tomorrow. So you get your next tick and next tick and your next tick. So a bit of a short one, a little bit of a strange one. MOT yourself. Let me know how you do. Let me know if you are a pass, a fail, you're an advisory, what you've got to work on. Just take a few minutes out of your time and might give you a clearer way, and hopefully give you something that you can improve, to improve your, certainly your overall health, but your outlook on life. And I'm not a life coach, not by any means, but this all ties in together. Health, fitness, diet, mindset, it's all rolled in together about getting the best of you. And that is what, that's part of what I do, part of why I do what I do, to try and help people get the best out of themselves. And exercise is obviously a big part of that. Now, I did just touch on a little tracker thing there. For those that aren't members of my bootcamp, this is just something else. And I am regularly adding bits to what I'm saying. I'm a lot today and I can feel it already. Adding streams to how we can improve our bootcamp and how we can help people get better results. And something we have done now is we've set up an additional group, which has become an accountability group, and we have got a tracker, and we've got 10 things that we mark ourselves on every day. You don't have to do this. This is for extra on top. And one thing that has made people do already is, I'll carry on. It's mark yourself out of 10. That gives you a percentage for the day. And it covers all sorts. And I'm not going to tell people the topics because it's for, I remember, but it covers all parts of life. Really sort of achievable things that you can do during the day. Little wins, big results. And what they do is we tick ourselves off and we post it in a group. And what it has done is it has already, we're only a few days in, it has already made people think a lot more about the what. And even just by thinking about it, people are making positive changes. So that is just a little bit extra of what you get when you become a member of this bootcamp. There is a reason that I believe it is the best out there. And I 100% believe that. Exercise we've got absolutely nailed down. Now we are looking at getting everything else just as good. And I think we're getting there. So, if you are ready to make the change, come and join our bootcamp. First session's free. Then we've got a good introduction offer. We are more than just fitness sessions in a field. If you are looking to get results, if you are struggling with your MOT and you're wondering how you can improve your MOT, drop me a message. Drop me a message. Come down, try us, see what it was all about. I will finish it there. Bit of a short one. And hopefully a real bit of a thinking one. A real bit of a thinking one. And let me know what you thought about it. Let me know if you passed your MOT. I'll leave it there for today. Enjoy the rest of your week. And I will speak to you again next week.